Andrew Short, fifth place, Oakland, best route of the year, I think.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I'm slowly chipping away. I got a seventh at the first race, sixth at Phoenix. Crappy race last week, and, you know, especially with everyone going down. And fifth this week. So I'm slowly improving, gotten really good starts. And my bike, we made improvements all day. I wasn't very comfortable at first because the track was so rutted and soft and blah, blah, blah. The transitions were steep. And I'm really proud of the team. You know, Supercross.com and the mechanics did a really good job adjusting. And I think I adjusted too as the night went on. So I'm pumped with where we're going and where we're headed.
What do you think made the difference for you? Was it just the track, dirt? Did you wake up happy today? I mean, you always wake up happy, but, you know, what can you pinpoint in one thing?
Starts. I mean, yeah. Starts have been crucial every year, and this year is no different. But I think for me personally, the biggest thing I gained tonight was seeing those front guys' pace, where their lines are, how much momentum they carry, and I got a few things to work on. I'm pinching myself in a lot of turns and got to angle myself better, so... Mm-hmm. Got the starts down, which was great, and I just got to keep chipping away and try to move on those front four. I think RV and Stewie, they're like crazy, mm-hmm. and then the other two guys are really fast, but I got to start somewhere, and I think there's a few areas I can improve on for sure.
A good heat race too, so it's kind of a case of good heat, good main.
Yeah, I've led a lot of laps in the heat races this year. LA was the only one I didn't. But, you know, the last few races, I've been killing it in the heat races, so that's good. I haven't translated it to the main, but tonight I think I did, and so I'm happy about that. I think the more I ride up front, the more I'll learn, the more I'll get comfortable and build on it.
Dungy snuck inside of you. He made a good move to get inside of you on that double.
Yeah, he was coming, obviously. Yeah. And for me, I just tried to get in behind him and learn from what he's doing and where I can improve. And they're sweeping a few more things and carry more momentum. And for me, it's speed, obviously, that I'm missing, and that's what I need to gain, and I can learn that. And I think the bike, it's as bitching as it can get, you know, and it's kind of up to me in between my ears and laying down that throttle.
Larry happy?
Yeah, he was actually I haven't seen Larry get pissed yet or throw shovels at me. I'm kind of waiting, but there was no shovels thrown at me tonight.
Right. Hey, I talked to you're the last guy I talked to, I think, tonight. Everybody kind of mentioned the track got really rough, sketchy, ruddy, like a little sketchy.
Yeah, not my specialty, and it was sketchy. You know, you were landing off triples, and the landings weren't very long, and you can just see the case marks and the ruts and pegs dragging everywhere and people darting off the side of the track. So it wasn't like you could get a flow going and relax and breathe deep. You're always kind of tense and kind of tight. So, you know, you had to be careful and try to push where you could.
Remember we were talking earlier about that table-to-table section, and I said, hey, they're doing from the inside, and you were like, yeah, I'm just going to stick to the line that could do 20 laps. Well, they weren't doing it from the inside in the race, so.
Yeah, they were rolling and jumping. Yeah,
good job on that.
Yeah, and then I cocked that up, so
yeah.
I went back to the outside.
But you called it. You were right. Didn't matter.
Yeah, no, it does matter. You know, that's where those top four are going so fast. That's where I have to adapt and kind of grow some balls and do it, and that's racing, and right now I have to take baby steps here and there, and I don't want to kill myself and be out the whole season. I want to slowly gain some momentum and chip away at it.
All right, thanks.
See you, bye.